Hi, welcome to Redefined by Love. My name is Jennifer, and I am your host for Redefined by Love. And today, I got a couple things that I want to accomplish with this episode. First of all, if you have been following, you know that we've taken a bit of a hiatus a little bit. So this is our first episode that we've recorded in about a month, give or take. That was because I was taking some much needed time to organize and evaluate everything that God has my hands in right now, just to make sure that everything I'm doing is in the proper course of things. So I, over the past week or so, I've spent a lot of time with the Lord, just kind of listening to his heart for me and ministry and what he's doing through me in those individuals that are a part of my day-to-day life. And I've come away with a lot of clarity and perspective. So I have direction from the Lord, and here we are. So first I want to just share a few quick things that are coming up. So beginning with next week's episode, we're actually going to have a series of guests on the podcast. So generally what that will look like is it will be very conversational. We'll bring them on. They'll share a bit about their experience, their testimony, a bit about who and what they are doing right now, and also we'll dive into a topic. So I really hope you guys continue to tune in and get a lot of life out of that. I thought it would be really good to begin to transition the show into more of what God gave me as the heart for it from the beginning. So that's kind of the goal there. So today's episode, now that I can get into it after about 3 minutes. So today's episode is actually going to be called Escaping the Villain, Victim, and Rescuer Cycles. Now, I have a few things I want to say about this, first of all. Generally speaking, this mindset perpetuated as a villain, victim, rescuer cycle is something we commonly see in many versions of mental illness and disordered thinking. We see it in depression often. We see it in trauma. We see it in narcissistic individuals, many of them. We see it in codependency. We see it in vast number of other mental illness issues. They will perpetuate this thinking. But I actually want to take that thought a step further and say, you can even see this in people that don't necessarily present as having disordered thinking. How can I say that? Okay, so when I think about this cycle, I'm gonna go to the simplest example of this cycle perpetuated mainstream that I can. In many ways, we do this even in our theology about God. Now, before you're like, what are you talking about? I want you to follow me. We become the victim. We make the devil the villain. And we make God the rescuer. But as is such in the villain, victim, rescuer cycle, they are interchangeable. In other words, sometimes we make ourselves the victim, still seeing the enemy as the villain and God as the rescuer, But sometimes we flip and we make God, in a way, the villain, Jesus the rescuer, and us as still the victim. And I noticed something very interesting about this. And what I noticed is that there are a lot of individuals that they view everything from this perspective. So in every conversation they tell, you can actually hear where they're making someone the villain, someone the victim, and either they're seeking a rescuer or they're saying someone was a rescuer. And this cycle of thinking is very much tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is this mindset that everything has to be tagged with a title, instead of understanding that humans especially are fluid. We have different perspectives. We have different roles that we play in each other's lives, right? In different seasons. So theoretically, I could have a season where I am very much in the form of like reaching out and helping heal someone and doing those type of things. But I must be careful, because if I allow myself to take on a rescuer role in that person's life, I can actually damage their ability to see that some of their own behavior, right, is what fuels the cycles that they continue to find themselves in. So why do I say that? And yes, I know that sounds very harsh to some people. But the reason I say that is because I know in my own life, right? In my own life, this was an issue that I had to overcome, and it was really, really bad. It was really, really bad. I would constantly seek out a rescuer, and I would constantly make other people the villains who I was in whatever conflict with, or who at the moment I felt rejected by, or I felt whatever feelings, emotions. But the reality is, they weren't the villain. The reality is, in most stories, there is no villain. In most situations, there is no villain. There's just people trying to navigate life together, or trying to navigate life with each other, or while going, you know, intersecting with the intersection of lives, right? But it doesn't make them a villain. Just like I have to choose that I don't wish to be a victim. It is a choice for me to say I'm not going to be a victim. And I think that the reason this is so important and it's so at the forefront of my heart today is because until we remove ourselves from this villain cycle, this victim cycle rather, we will constantly be cycling through the process of being a victim and being rescued. Over and over and over again. And if you really think about it, as long as you're looking for a villain, you have to play a role of victim. And so escaping from victimhood and really stepping into the victory that Christ, you know, has given us requires us to eliminate this triangle. And, you know, there are psychological theories that refer to this as the drama triangle. And the reason it's the drama triangle is because this is how you triangulate with others. You say, this person is a villain, they victimized me, and I'm telling you about it from that perspective because I need you to be my rescuer. And so sometimes when you are encountering, so maybe you don't do this necessarily, but maybe you've noticed that people are coming to you and they're asking you this. right? And you always fall into this rescuer role where you're like, oh my God, yeah, that's true. How could they do that to you? That's so terrible. And you do have to be very, 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 very careful, because what ends up happening is you find yourself pulled into things that have nothing to do with you. Nothing. And one of the things I've noticed as a minister and as a counselor is that I have this constantly up against me, because in a way, right, in a way, God has called me to be a voice that brings his freedom to the lives of those who are blinded to it, right? But he has not called me to position myself as rescuer in the lives of others. And if I allow myself to be positioned as rescuer, to some degree, am I blocking the ability of these individuals to see Christ as the only real rescue that they need? And it makes me think, okay, we are not victims. We are not perpetual victims. We are not people that need to constantly be rescued. And here's the thing. If you find yourself constantly needing to be rescued, you are walking in victimhood. Like, if every other week, every other day, you've got a sad story and you need someone to come in and rescue you because of the horrific things you've experienced, and the cycle never ends, it's just repetitive, it's over and over and over and over again, that may be the point to start evaluating, am I walking in victimhood, right? And what I wanted to take a little bit of time to do, is talk about victory, right? Because we are actually not called to walk in victimhood. We are called to walk in victory. And if I'm walking in victory, then I cannot be the victim. I have to choose. I have to either decide that I'm comfortable, and yes, I said comfortable because I truly have seen that there are some people who are comfortable being the victim. It gets you attention. It allows you to pretend that everything that has happened to you is not your fault. You don't have to take any responsibility, and because you don't have to take any responsibility, you don't have to change. You get to stay where you are, and you get to continue to be what you deem as acceptable without any judgment, because you are the victim. You are the person that all of this has been thrust upon, and it's unfair and unjust, right? However, the word of God says that we are not victims. It says that we are victorious in Christ. And so the reason I wanted to talk about this is because you have to walk out of the comfort of being a victim and constantly being rescued, constantly being villainized, right? And you have to walk into the reality of victory in order to take hold of victory. So if we're stuck in that cycle, we're not going to take hold of victory. And I was thinking about this yesterday, because I was having a conversation with someone about how there are so many people that are call themselves warriors in the spirit, like they're spiritual warriors, they're like warfare battlers and all this other stuff. And listen, I think that that is a beautiful thing. I think that there is a time for warfare. I think that when it's necessary, I can lean into that. But I am not perpetually at spiritual warfare anymore. I remember thinking, And this wasn't that long ago. I remember thinking, I've been at war my entire life. What do you mean, spiritual warfare? I've been in spiritual warfare my entire life. I have not been in spiritual warfare my entire life. I have created a cycle of victimhood because I didn't want to take responsibility for my actions. So if let's say you're talking to a person, and this is an example, and they're losing their house, like getting evicted or whatever. And when they tell you this story, they don't tell you, I didn't pay my rent, or I was really bad at money, or I kept losing my job because I was showing up late, or because I wasn't doing my job, right? So they don't say that part. What they say is, oh yeah, my landlord evicted me because, and there's always a reason. Well, this may happen to someone once or twice in life, one in a million. But if you constantly see that in every situation, they see themselves as the victim and they're looking for a rescuer, that is a sign of mental illness, actually. It is a sign of a demonic stronghold that has set itself up. And I like to call this stronghold victimhood. It is a stronghold of victimhood, and it is a person who has developed a comfort in being the victim and therefore being rescued or feeling rescued. Because sometimes they're not asking you to do anything. They're just asking you to say, oh, yes, I recognize that this was done to you and this is absolutely deplorable. I can't believe this happened to you. And it's a lifelong process. Listen, I came from a very difficult background. I came from a very challenging childhood. I came from a very challenging marriage. But I am not a victim. Even in those situations, much less in the childhood because I was a child, right? But especially like in my marriage, I made choices that left myself in a situation where a person who was mentally and emotionally unwell was able to do certain things and behaviors. But make no mistake about it, it was a choice I made. I chose to remain in those situations. I chose to be in those relationships. I chose to stay friends with those people, right? And so at some point, in order to step out of victimhood, we have to recognize that we are the governors of our own selves. We govern ourselves. And if you're not governing yourself, you become a victim in your mind. You say, I'd rather be a victim than to accept responsibility that I failed to govern myself. And so actually the escape from this victimization, the escape from feeling like you're always being victimized, the escape from feeling like you're powerless to every situation in your life is to take responsibility for governing your own life. And if you refuse to take responsibility for governing your own life, you will perpetually be stuck in this cycle of victimhood. And guess what? I've got news for you. There is no life in a cycle of victimhood. You never feel free. Why? Because you are giving up the governing of your own soul. You have given up your right to say what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, what is right and what is wrong, what you will or will not accept. You've basically handed that over to this stronghold that says you're a victim perpetually, you have no power, you have no authority, you have no rights. So what would happen if mainstream, like across the board, we just chose to stop participating in these mindsets, these strongholds that tell us that we're a victim, right? And so what I wanted to do, kind of like as we approach a closing point, is I wanted to read some scriptures that really speak to the reality that we are no longer victims. So the first scripture I want to look at is 1 John 5:4. And 1 John 5:4 out of the Passion Translation says, "You see, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world." So what is John saying here in the epistle of 1 John? He's saying if you have accepted your space as a child of God, you have overcome the world. And it's actually our faith, or the faith of God, that makes us victorious to triumph over the world. And let's talk about another verse. And there's a whole lot of them, but we won't go through all of them. So 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, also in the Passion Translation, it says, "We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being, but God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face, so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously." So I thought it was interesting because this scripture is talking about how life, no matter if you're a believer or not, quite frankly, you're going to experience difficult times. You're going to experience things that aren't fun. You're going to experience opposition. You're going to experience all of these things because they are natural parts of life. But because of Christ in us, the assurance of glory, right? We know that we have been given the tools and we have been given the ability to withstand and be victorious or triumphant from every single trial that we endure, every single difficult season, every test, every opportunity we have to lean in closer to living from our union with Christ. And why is this important? This is important because many of us look at tests and trials and we apply that victim, villain, rescuer principle to it. But God is telling us, I put the power in you to rescue yourself from this. I already did the rescuing. My rescuing was so that you would have the power in you to walk out of this. My rescuing was so that you would have the power within you to get up and walk out of the challenging, difficult situations that you found yourself in. And if you choose not to take that power and do it, guess what? You have free will. You have free will to stay in that situation and keep looking for a rescuer. And you may find a temporary rescuer, but the reality is the true rescuer is Christ in you. And he already did the rescuing. He already liberated us. He already brought everything that we need to walk out of those trials. And if we are constantly in the middle of a trial, worried about how we're going to make it out, worried about who's going to help us, seeking someone else to come along and be the voice of the rescuer, then we have not accepted that we actually walk in victory. And even when we deal with the enemy, we're actually dealing with him from a place of victory, not trying to get to victory. And that is a huge, huge contradiction. That is a huge difference. It's a huge difference for me to come to a battle understanding I've already won the battle. I'm simply defending what is mine versus feeling as though I'm fighting for something. And John 16:33 reads, "And everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered this world." And it's interesting because his notation in the Passion translation is "cheer up" for that word, "be courageous." And because Jesus is saying, rest in me. And every time I read the scriptures that say, where Jesus is saying, rest in me, I'm going to tell you something. I've done warfare. I was in spiritual warfare for years, perpetually. Always looking for a demon, always looking for something that was opposing me. And guess what? I always found something. Because if I'm looking for something and I see everything that isn't working out my way as something I'm powerless against. Now, don't get me wrong what I'm saying here. I do believe that there is a such thing as spiritual warfare. But I think a lot of what we perceive as spiritual warfare is actually just the result of our actions. And it's easier to pin it on spiritual warfare because then we don't have to accept responsibility for our actions. Then we don't have to accept responsibility for changing behavior. Then we don't have to accept responsibility for actually recognizing, look, I did not handle that properly, and I need to go and repent for the way I handled it, and I need to do better. I need to learn how to be better, right? It's much, 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 much easier to just paint it and blame it on whoever is there. That's much easier. But if I have to actually admit, some of these are choices I made, then it means I have to bring myself to the Lord. I have to bring myself to his heart, his throne, and say, you know what? This is an area that I handled poorly, Lord. I need you to give me a picture of how to do it the right way. And until I do that, I cannot be who he has called me to be. I cannot do what he has called me to do. I'm basically at a stopgap because I am distracted in this cycle. And I'm going to tell you something. I was in that cycle for years, and when you come out of it, you feel it. You feel the difference. And don't get me wrong, I still, like right now, I still have things that I could present as, oh yeah, this is happening to me. This is a horrible thing that's being done to me. I can still present things that way. But because my perception has been elevated, so now I see things from the heavenly realm, which means there's not always a victim and a villain and a rescuer. Every situation doesn't have a victim and a villain. Some situations are people who are just broken and they made bad choices. But guess what? Some situations are me operating out of brokenness and I made a bad choice. And so I think that God's heart for the church, especially God's heart for us right now, is to get well. Like, to, as we say at my church that I attend, to come all the way out, to completely come out of that thing, out of that cycle, out of that perpetual state of victimhood, to come out of it and really walk in victory and really begin to govern our own lives, say what we allow, say what we don't allow, command things to come down, command things to shift where they need to be shifted, instead of being stuck in this state of perpetual victimhood. So I know this was a little heavier than most of our topics, especially after taking a little break for about a month. I come back with something like this. But this is what was on my heart. It was on my heart all weekend. I woke up with it on my heart this morning. So I'm thankful for you guys for stopping by and joining me. I want to just let you know that, like I said, starting next week, we'll have some really cool people that will come on as guests, and I encourage you guys to listen. Probably going to do these podcasts, I'm going to say, through the end of August every week, but starting in September, we'll take kind of a little break, and then we'll pick them back up in the beginning of the year for the third season. So, again, I just want to pray for you guys, whoever's listening. Lord, I thank you for every single person that has taken the time out of their day, their busy lives, to listen to this podcast and this very vital discussion that we had today. Lord, right now I break mindsets of stronghold that perpetuate the victim cycle in everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I release the power of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the Lord that breaks cycles and breaks bondages right now in their hearts, in their minds, and in their lives. Lord, I thank you that you are the sealer and that you are the best and most amazing teacher that we could ever ask for. So I ask that each and every one of them, that you would just go to them now and that you would just be their teacher as they walk through these few verses that we talked about. But that, Lord, you would even lead them into further study of Scripture about how they are not victims, but they are actually victorious. And they already possess that victory, and they get to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, amen.